In this episode, we will focus on potential scenarios that could arise related to staff mental health and key protocols to address those issues, the role of key players in addressing staff mental health, including the school board, superintendent, director of human resources, affirmative action officer, and others, and key steps that should be taken at the beginning of the school year to set the proper tone in addressing staff mental health. This episode builds on the September 6, 2021 episode of our podcast, which addressed proactively dealing with staff mental health. We're very excited to have with us two wonderful guests today for this important conversation. I have with me Sue Coyle, who currently serves as the Middlesex County Traumatic Loss Coalition Coordinator. We also have with us today Rebecca Gold. Rebecca currently works as a Legal One consultant, and we are very excited that she is also now the Assistant Director of Retirement and Benefits Services for the New Jersey Principals and Supervisors Association. So Rebecca, let me give you an all too common scenario. You're an assistant principal in a school. You have a million things, of course, on your plate and responsibilities. You're sitting in your office dealing with one of those many responsibilities, and teacher walks by, pops their head into the office, and says, "I don't think I can take much more today. You know, I'm just telling you, I need to vent, but don't do anything about this. I just need to vent to you."